Over the last 8 years, McLennan County's Sheriff's Department has acquired more than $1.5 million worth of equipment through the Department of Defense's 1033 program. The list includes a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle, or MRAP, which was acquired in February. McLennan County Chief Deputy Matt Cawthon says the MRAP was necessary after seeing a spike in violent crime in the area, like murder-suicides, people holding themselves hostage, or holding up inside a home and shooting at police.
If we have a situation where gunfire is present and we have need to move closer to the house, to the car, to wherever this gunfire is coming from, we have now a vehicle that we trust to move closer to that threat.
Established in 1989, the Department of Defense program was originally intended to assist local law enforcement in battling the war on drugs and later on terrorism. However, the equipment has come to be used by local law enforcement in a variety of other ways. McLennan County also received a military helicopter through the program. Cawthon says it's used on a regular basis for search and rescue missions.
I think the most recent time we may have used our helicopter was when a student from Midway High School got swept away in some floodwaters, and we were able to use our helicopter to assist with that search.
According to NPR data, the department has also received 50 assault rifles, 2 laser bore light systems that can be used to guide thermal weapons, and a handful of other gear like safety and rescue equipment and medical supplies through the program. Cawthon says he's not aware of the laser-guided systems, and they're looking into returning some of those assault rifles. Overall, Cawthon says the equipment they've received through the 1033 program has better prepared the department for certain scenarios.
We live in a different time. We live in a more violent society. We work murder-suicides now that we didn't used to work 30 years ago.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.